Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Brought to you by Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing in Bridgeport. If you want tattooed or pierced, then call Breaking Skin Tattoo. Bloom Daddy and Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing, bringing pleasure and pain to the Ohio Valley.
He's immature. At times, intolerable, and certainly not the guy you want marrying your daughter. He's Bloom Daddy, and it's time for Hour 1 on the Bloom Daddy Radio Network.
.606 on your Monday, Bloom Daddy and Otis coming at you. This is one of those rare Monday mornings where I come in and I had to catch up over the weekend. I mean, I was at a baseball field 24/7 starting Saturday at about 10:30. I didn't get home till 10 o'clock last night, and it was cram time as soon as I got in here. Usually I try to keep up on stuff, Otis, and I just didn't have a chance to. You actually, I was on a baseball field.
Well, I think you need to share your news.
Well, save that for the Monday Sucks Pick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But thank you for that. You went to a Kentucky Derby party, right?
I did.
How was that?
It was fun. Yeah.
Did women wear hats?
They gave out prizes for the best hats.
Oh, so it was big time.
Yeah,
it wasn't just a bunch of people getting around. And
they had, like you could bet on the race. You couldn't pick your horse. I mean, so you picked one out of a hat. And they had a $2 bet, a $5 bet, and a $10 bet.
Tell me you didn't pick Soup and Sandwich.
I did not pick Soup and Sandwich. I didn't get it.
Soup and Sandwich finished last, right?
Yes.
Have you ever wondered what happens to the last place finisher of the Derby?
When you're hungry and you want value for your dollar, come to KFH, Kentucky Fried Horse. We keep our costs down by serving only the freshest, low-cost horses, like the ones that lost this past weekend's Kentucky Derby.
It doesn't taste like a loser.
That's because we roast our horse meat the same way they ran, slowly.
Ugh. It's so tender.
And try our
That's
Kentucky
awful.
Fried Horse sandwiches, fresh horse meat, between two slices of our famous thoroughbred.
Oh, I think I got a little saddle in mind.
That's how you know it's fresh. Kentucky Fried Horse, where the slowest horses become fast food.
That's really gross. But the party was good, right?
Yeah, it was a great time.
All right. Did you bet on anybody that actually...
No, I mean, you really didn't bet. You just pulled it out of a hat. And
okay.
If your horse finished in the top three, you won money. And I didn't win in...
Didn't win
My
anything?
My horse finished fourth.
That's not bad. At least you had some... Look, it gives you something. Most people don't care about the Derby, you know, like at a party like that. But when you get a horse randomly selected, it at least gives you a little excitement. Something to watch for, you know?
Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, but as you draw your horse and you're watching the odds go,
yeah,
and they're 60-1, and you're going, there's not a chance,
not a chance. All right, your top headlines out there. We've locked down the economy instead of the virus. I think that's the headline of the last year. Jobs recovering slower in New York and other states holding on to stringent COVID-19 restrictions than in states that fully reopened their economies. Surprise, surprise, huh? Even though continued lockdown measures don't appear to be saving lives. Now, this is an ongoing study by Wallet Hub, and it took a look at limiting travel, keeping restaurants operating below capacity, leaving non-essential businesses closed. It's kept unemployment in New York State among the highest in the nation. States with fewer restrictions, seeing jobs bounce back faster from the pandemic-induced recession. The data also suggests lockdowns didn't do much to help save lives throughout the pandemic. And it's clear they sent millions to the unemployment line. You can go back to the World Health Organization when they released studies on lockdowns. And scientists came out against lockdowns months ago, saying they don't work and they are more harmful than they are helpful. Wallet Hub started ranking states' lockdowns in May of 2020. And they use a formula that assigns a numerical value to mask mandates, large gathering limits, school closings, shelter-in-place requirements, and other measures put in place to try to stop the spread. Now, at the beginning of the pandemic, with the metro area besieged by the virus, Wallet Hub scored New Jersey's lockdown measures the strictest in the country. followed closely by New York. And on the other end of the rankings, you had states like South Dakota, which imposed almost no restrictions. They sat on top of the openness ranking. And I don't know if we'll ever get a number on the deaths due to job loss, isolation, and despair. We always talk about nursing homes, where most of the deaths occurred in every state across the nation. I guarantee you, if there was a number put on deaths in nursing homes from isolation, despair, not having human contact, I would bet my life that they double the number of deaths from COVID. Double. Once again, a huge overreaction to a virus, and that overreaction more deadly than the virus itself. How about the United States is denying an Iranian state TV report that Washington and Tehran had reached a prisoner release deal. Now, the AP is citing a source, though, is saying the two countries are in active talks over prisoners. Now, a deal, supposedly, had been reached for Iran to release U.S. and British prisoners in exchange for billions of dollars. President Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, he said that's untrue. Now, they're talking about four known Americans being held by Iran. Klain added, we're working very hard to get them released. Now, prisoner exchanges between the U.S. and Iran are not uncommon. And any movement right now between the two countries is pretty sensitive, as the Biden administration is looking to restart nuclear talks. North Korea warning Sunday that the U.S. will face a, quote, very grave situation. It's been a long time, Otis, since we've heard from that little fat bastard in North Korea, hasn't it? I mean, he's been quiet. I mean, so quiet we thought he was dead a couple of times. This is after President Biden said in his address to a joint session of Congress last week that North Korea's nuclear program, as well as Iran's, are serious threats to U.S. world security. So North Korea saying that Biden, quote, made a big blunder with his comments. Uh-oh, look out. Little fat bastards all fired up again. How about add chicken to the list of products in short supplies these days? It's going to be a chicken shortage, apparently. And it has nothing to do with COVID. It has to do with the fact of these chicken wars between Chick-fil-A, Popeyes, the whole deal. Look, I just had a KFC chicken sandwich the other day. Now, tremendous.
Now, you said that
tremendous.
About... You said about the spicy McDonald's one, and I didn't... You said the spicy McDonald's one was very hot.
I thought it was good, and it was very hot. And but you had one, and it wasn't.
No, I got one, and it was barely even...
Well, first of all, you ordered one, and they gave you a regular.
Spicy, yeah, I ordered a spicy, and they gave me a regular. And then I went back, and they gave me the spicy... And I wasn't impressed.
Wendy's has a killer chicken sandwich right now, too.
They've always had a good one.
Yeah. I mean, you could pretty much go anywhere now and get a really, really, really good chicken sandwich. And these places are going crazy trying to cash in on this, and it's creating a chicken shortage. And seriously, this is like no joke. I mean, I've been eating chicken like it's going out of style. Chick-fil-A is still number one in my book. The Popeye's chicken sandwich is a little too overwhelming to me with all the – it's just fried too much. There's too much batter and stuff on it. KFC's though, it's the right.
I almost tried one yesterday, and I opted for something else.
You went for tacos. Winners and losers from the 2020 NFL draft. Now this is according to the experts. After it's all said and done,
this is a joke.
How
can they tell if somebody's a winner or a loser?
Well,
nobody's taking a snap in the NFL.
You're right, but it's still fun to talk about. So according to the experts, the best drafters this year: the Baltimore Ravens, the Carolina Panthers, the Bears, the Brownies. Cornerback Greg Newsome, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, I think that was right, Koramoah, and wide receiver Anthony Schwartz. So they're saying that they added three really, really good picks to a rock-solid roster. My Vikings, they're saying, did a good job. The Giants, the Eagles. As far as the losers, the worst ones, the Denver Broncos, the Green Bay Packers, the Colts, the Raiders, and the Saints. But you're exactly right. And I think that's what excites so many people about the draft. There's two things why I get excited for the draft. Number one, when I see somebody getting selected, especially in the first round, even if they're going to be a bust, they're set up for life. And I sit there and I think about all the work, all the effort. I mean, this is their dream, and you're watching it come to realization before your very eyes. I think that's very cool, whether they pan out or not.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
You know, I think that's very cool. The other thing is you just don't know. And I think that's really cool, too. Because so many of these first rounders end up not making it. And a lot of these guys taken in the second, third, even fourth and fifth round end up being the stars. And I think it's because they get ticked off. It's a chip on their shoulder.
And some guys go undrafted and become a free agent.
Absolutely.
And they become Pro Bowlers and Hall of Famers.
But all these guys have a ton of talent. It's about hunger. It's about motivation. It's about trying to prove a point. Sometimes when you get handed $20 million in a signing bonus, that hunger's not exactly the same as that guy, like you just mentioned, that didn't get drafted, that feels overlooked, that feels like, you know what, I'm going to show everybody what they missed. And you cannot put a dollar sign on that. You can't undervalue that kind of motivation. I interviewed a guy about 3 years ago. He wrote a book. He was an offensive tackle in the NFL, and he was okay. I mean, he was a big-time All-American coming out of school. He's a five-star recruit out of high school. And he wrote a book on why guys like him go to the top level and they're mediocre. And why do some other guys go to the top level and end up being Hall of Famers? Like, what's the difference? And it's that hunger. It's that drive. I mean, he interviewed a bunch of Hall of Famers. Mike Singletary, Dick Butkus, Dan Dierdorf. And the one that stands out is Dierdorf, because Dierdorf's from Canton. But he said, I woke up, I was a sophomore and a junior in high school, I think it was. He goes, I was good. I was really good. I was being recruited. He said, but I woke up one day and I just wanted to be the best that ever played the position. And sometimes that just consumes these guys. And because everybody who gets there has got the same talent for the most part. Right. I mean, they're all extremely talented. So it's that work ethic. It's just wanting to be better than the other guy. 16 after the hour, 800-624-1170. Going live to Austin next. You get the Secretary of State in Ukraine promising unwavering support. How have the Russians responded? We're going to find out. And how about this poll? Americans are more optimistic about the direction of the country right now than since at least 2006. Then what the hell am I missing? 800-624-1170.
Waste time with the masterpiece. Waste time with the masterpiece. You should be rolling with me. You should be rolling with me. You're a real life fantasy. You're a real life fantasy. But you're moving so carefully. Let's.
News Radio 1170 WWBA.
Rush. The Los Angeles Times reports the growing tensions between two groups of immigrants. Both groups are in America illegally. The Times introduces us to Sam, who crossed the border from Mexico 30 years ago, illegally. Sam puts in long hours at a clothing wholesaler. His employer, obviously a capitalist pig, doesn't pay Sam very well. And we don't know if Sam's getting a bonus or raise due to the Trump tax cuts. All we know is that Sam is down on his luck. But still, Sam has kept hope alive for 30 years. He's tried to stay out of trouble, waiting for immigration reform to pass so that he could get amnesty.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster films in the last decade, then chances are that what you watched has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. Film scenes get completely altered. Films get canceled or lose funding. Actors supporting human rights are banned. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in uncovering the impact of this campaign on our society and highlighting the brave souls fighting back and turning the tide. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
But now Sam is, in his own words, very bitter. There's so much focus on the DACA kids and Dreamers that everybody forgot about his dreams of amnesty. Dreamers were able to get work permits and people are fighting for them. Sam says the DACA kids definitely have this sense of entitlement. Imagine that. Sam's not alone in his bitterness. Many illegal immigrants are resentful that the DACA kids are getting a pass, and that they're not. Attention's rising in the illegal immigrant communities. Illegal immigrants. Think of that. Anyway, since we're talking about dreaming, here's a dream. Perhaps one day the Los Angeles Times will honestly report what legal immigrants who follow the rules, what do they think, what do they want, if they dare. Don't look for it, though.
Newt Gingrich, explaining the worst kind of identity theft, a crime that can cost you your home and is not covered by insurance or standard identity theft programs.
Your credit card company found suspicious charges on your card. That's simple identity theft. It's annoying, but they cover it. The crime you really need to worry about is home title theft, because it can cost you your home. The title documents to our homes are online now. The thief simply forges your signature in a quitclaim deed stating you sold your home and he's the new owner. Then he borrows money on your home and leaves you in debt. You won't know until a late payment or eviction notice arrives. That's why I have Home Title Lock. The instant they detect tampering with my home's title, they help shut it down. You need to protect your home's title now.
Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And enter RADIO for 30 free days of protection. That's promo code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Hey, it's Bloom Daddy for the McCoy Group in Wheeling. If you're looking for someone to get your business the best employee benefit and retirement packages available, I have a name for you. Mike Caruso. Let Mike Caruso and his team at McCoy Group make sure your employee's benefit package doesn't control you. Call the McCoy Group right now, 304-233-1185. Let the experts take control here. And with the McCoy Group, they are the experts when it comes to employee benefit and retirement packages. Call them, 304-233-1185. Jacob & Sons Quality Meats of Martins Ferry, right down from the Martins Ferry football field. If you're looking for quality, freshness, and a great taste when it comes to your meat products, then I highly recommend this family-owned and operated business. Go to jacobandsonsqualitymeats.com to see all they offer, or just head to 306 Center Street in Ferry.
Roads, bridges, broadband, the infrastructure we need to build a strong, growing economy. And every $1 million we spend on it generates nearly $4 million in economic activity. But a major tax increase on businesses to pay for it will only cost the U.S. jobs. There is a way to fund infrastructure in a sustained way without raising taxes on job creators and undermining the recovery. Let's build together. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
King's Auto Glass is your trusted source for professional auto glass replacement and repairs. King's also does residential window repair and replacement, storefront glass, and more. With more than 75 years in the business, why call anyone else? King's Auto Glass.
Did you know Belmont Savings Bank has locations in St. Clairsville, Barnesville, Bel Air, and Powhatan Point? Did you know they're a full-service bank with incredible mortgage rates right now? And did you know Belmont Savings Bank is one of the very few community banks left? Something they take pride in because that means personal quality service for you. And speaking of service, I think this speaks volumes. Belmont Savings Bank has been serving the Valley since 1885. Take it from Bloom Daddy. You don't stay in business that long if you're not treating people right. And that's what they do at Belmont Savings Bank.
Business is booming, and your local Domino's Pizza is hiring delivery experts. Every day is payday at Domino's, so join the team, and you can earn as much as $15 or more an hour with a flexible schedule. Apply online at applydominoes.easyapply.co.
Bloom Daddy.
Live in Austin, Texas right now, NBC News Radio national correspondent Michael Bauer. Michael, we were just talking about the chicken sandwich wars, and apparently there's a new shortage for U.S. restaurants, and it's chicken, because in all seriousness, these restaurant chains, Chick-fil-A, Popeyes, KFC, Wendy's, they're all coming out with chicken sandwiches. What's your favorite? Chick-fil-A is still at the top of the list for me. Otis, who did you say your number one? Did you say Popeyes?
I'm starting to gear toward their spicy chicken is my favorite.
But I just had a KFC chicken sandwich yesterday that was killer. So who's your number one?
I got to say, I mean, I love the Chick-fil-A. Just pickles on it is fantastic for me. I have yet to have the Popeye, so I can't make a call on that. That's something that I've wanted to try. But it went into that whole reverse where you couldn't get any of the chicken sandwiches because they didn't have enough chicken back then, right? So I haven't had a chance to kick into that yet. But out of those, I think I would probably go KFC would be my go-to solid number one because, listen, the tradition is there. The kernel spices, done and done, I'm in.
Yeah, Popeyes.
Is there really a wrong answer?
There's not.
No.
Yeah, it's kind of like doing the dirty. Like, hey, well, you know, was it any good? Really bad? Yeah, when it comes to chicken sandwiches, Popeyes to me just too much batter. It overwhelms the actual chicken. KFC's got it right, and Chick-fil-A. I mean, there's no batter really on theirs. You know, all fried up. So, yeah, you can't go wrong either way. All right, what's going on in Ukraine right now?
Well, you're about to see our Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, make his way to Ukraine probably Wednesday, Thursday of this week. He's starting off in the UK first, meeting with some of the G7 leaders, countries that way, and then making his way over to Ukraine, which is said to be a big show of support after you've had these Russian troops that amassed on the Ukraine border. So you got 100,000 Russian troops near the northern and eastern borders with Ukraine and Crimea, as well, which we know Moscow sees in 2014. Mm-hmm. And that's been raising some major concerns of escalation there, not just from Ukraine, but also, you know, a push from Ukraine trying to get into NATO so that they can get some support here when it comes to what Russia's doing. They have seen other bits of information that seem to indicate that while Russia was building up this 100,000 troop element and said that they were just going to go through some of their military exercises right by the Black Sea there. What Ukraine saw was not just that, but they were going to actually overtake about 27% of the Black Sea and begin the process of trying to become the de facto control in international waters there in the Black Sea. So this was more than just a military exercise of sorts, which may have been the reason why the U.S. had decided, well, we're going to threaten them and say we're going to send some warships out to that area. And then we saw Russia start to withdraw those troops. So those 100,000 troops have been in withdrawal. That is true. All of their military equipment is staying in place. They haven't moved any of that. So they literally could return in a moment's notice and be at those same holding spots where they had the troops and the equipment, because the equipment is all remaining there. So this is still a back and forth here. But these leaked documents that Ukraine seemingly had that have shown this buildup from Russia are suggesting that there's more sinister intentions here than just a simple show of force. This is more than just, you know, Vladimir Putin trying to puff out his chest. They even have reports coming from Russia indicating that they said, and this was a quote from Russia, that we have great capabilities to do something in the future, and they can instill additional insecurity in the Ukrainian body politic and Ukrainian mind. So there's another element at play here that is more than just a puffing up of the chest. So when you have the U.S. go to Ukraine and say that we are here with an unwavering support, it's really sort of the first time that you've had anybody in a U.S. administrative position here to reaffirm Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Now, whether that's going to keep Putin at bay, it's a little unclear right now. Certainly that's a chess match, but it's the first time that we've had any administration, especially in this particular case, Biden's administration, showing that sovereignty and territorial integrity for Ukraine to be so important.
All right. Another topic that we've talked about extensively on the show, especially last week, was this big migration from New York and California and all these other states to Texas, people leaving these states. You left D.C., go to Austin.
Yeah.
You're there. You're in the belly of the beast. You're seeing it firsthand.
Yeah.
All these people moving into Texas, what's it doing to the state itself? What's it doing to the housing market? You know, what's the effect been?
It's a hot mess. And I'll say this, Blue, you know, like when you go to a restaurant and you're like, wow, we got no big line here. You got here just in time. As soon as you order your food, you turn around and look, and the line is massive and around the block, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's like coming into Austin here. I got here just before the approval for Tesla to come here, or the new Apple facility to be built here, or Samsung, or any of the other high-tech companies that were in the Bay Area of California and Silicon Valley that are now coming here, because there's zero income tax here in Texas. So they're all moving over here. Facilities are being built. And you are just seeing a decimation of the real estate market here. From purchasing, renting, it doesn't matter what you were trying to do, the market has nothing left. And you're seeing, in cases like we were looking at buying a house as a possibility, you're seeing cases where people from who have sold their properties in the high-tech world of California coming here and offering not just cash for these houses, but in some cases, $100,000 to $200,000 above asking in order to get into this house, and they're bringing their cash. So people are just being shut out of the market like crazy, even on a rental level. Like, we have not seen for, I would say, over a month now, any legit rental house properties here that have been around for more than 24 hours. 24 hours on the market, they're snapped up, and they are going for at least $1,000, if not more, above asking for what the rate was on a month-by-month basis. We just saw one that came to us on Friday, that was like coming in at $3,200, which is a high-end rent here. They bumped it up to $4,000 as of yesterday, and it's already off the market. So people are coming in and snapping these things up like crazy. It's making for a hot mess for anybody who's just trying to settle in here on some level.
We've seen the same thing here in the tri-state area. Now, it's dwindled now, but when oil and gas first hit, well, Otis, 5 years ago?
Yeah, about six years
ago? I mean, rent, you know, it various places in Ohio, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania, rent went from a house that would have rented for $400 or $500 to $2,000 to
$2,200.
I mean, it was ridiculous. I mean, you had local people that couldn't, you know, people that lived in areas their entire lives couldn't afford rent because these oil and gas guys are coming into companies. You know, they're making big money, or the company's renting out homes for their workers, and it drove prices through the roof.
Yeah, and where we are, the property management company is like, look, we don't need you guys to continue for another year. We can kick you out of there, and we can jack the rent up for another $500 and have this place rented tomorrow. So
yeah.
All of that kind of stuff is happening still behind the scenes here. And it's making for to me, who grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area I was just leaving as Silicon Valley was kind of booming and the bubble came huge there for real estate. This looks very familiar to me. Like, this is happening again in a place where I was living.
All right, buddy. Hey, thank you. We'll talk again.
Yeah, take care, guys.
All right, Michael Bauer, NBC News national correspondent, live from Austin, Texas. Monday Sucks Pick Me Up coming up. You got one for me? 800-624-1170.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.